This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
An acquaintance of mine wrote this piece. It was called A Deep State War. Deep State is America's number one enemy, and I agree. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. He writes this. Friends and associates, a poll of 40,000-plus voters indicated that 90% agree that America's number one enemy is the deep state. I don't know where that poll came from. I can't imagine if that's a Democrat poll, you know, that it polls everybody, because I don't believe there's anything that we agree 90% on. If you poll the entire nation and said, I believe pedophilia, you know, what do you think about pedophilia? Is it good or is it bad? I don't believe you'd get that 90% of the people would say that it's bad. There are far too many leftists in the world, in the country, for that to be the case. You'd have 40% saying, it's okay, I'm, you know, and 11% would be going, well, I haven't made up my mind yet. That's how crazy the world has become. It's a bizarro world. Let's face it. Your job, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to change the world back, is to confront all of these crazy notions. But anyway, he goes on to say this. The SGT video presentation, I don't know what that is, says it outlines extreme measures by the deep states are failing, and it is speculated that we are about to see a full-blown violent coup against the Trump administration and Trump supporters. Well, And to kind of reinforce what my friend Dave Bertrand says, it's already begun. That coup is in full force. It's been going on for decades. And in the last decade, it was put on full-blown steroids because the left thought, you know what? We got them. There's nothing they can do about it. James Carville, when he said,
well, with the election of Obama, I can't see people going to be voting Democrat for the next 200 years. I mean, it ain't going to happen, right?
That was the way they believed. They believed that Barack Obama was such an amazing, charismatic leader, and that, you know, he had gotten many, many people on the right. Some of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show right now, you voted for Barack Obama. You know what's funny about it is when people say that, they say it apologetically now. When the converts, the people that came back, that got their senses, they say things like to me, like, well, Kevin, I mean, I hate to admit it, but, you know, I voted for Barack Obama, you know, both times. And I'm like, I knew it. You know, it's like the person that thinks that they don't know, that you don't know that they're gay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks for telling me. Okay. Well, it's like that. You can spot them. They're easy to spot because they still suffer from bouts of liberalism, of leftism. They think of them, well, you know, Kevin, you got to get, oh, Obama voter. Yep. When? 2008, 2012, or both? Let's just face it. Because here's the deal. 2008 was a done deal. I'll even forgive you for 2008. If you voted for Obama in 2012, man, I got to tell you, you are suspect in my book. You are suspect. But I'll even forgive you for that, because you know what? We all forgiven bunch over here at the Kevin Jackson Show. No, look, I'm not mad at you. You get caught up in the hoopla. Now, the question is, do you have your sanity? Because what's funny to me now is people go, well, you know, I voted for Trump, you know, and I go, what? Is that they whisper that to me. Yet, they want to let you know, I voted for Obama. You should be proudly yelling that you voted for Trump. If you voted once and certainly twice for Obama, you should be relieving yourself of your sin by saying, I proudly supported Donald Trump. I voted for him because I was trying to relieve myself of my sins, my transgressions. Right? Because that's what you did. You sinned. For God and everybody, you sinned and you voted for Obama, and you were undoing that sin. You were repenting when you voted for Donald Trump. So that's the good news, right? Good for you. Be proud of that. Because let me tell you something. You have vindicated. Not only you proved that you were on the other side and you gave it a shot, and now you are on the side of sanity, and these people are going to come after you with a vengeance. But there's a lot fewer of them, and there's a lot fewer of those hardcore ones that will look at you like you're crazy because you didn't vote for Obama, or that you're even crazier for voting for Trump. I want you to think about those two things that the left wanted you to believe. You're crazy if you didn't vote for Barack Obama. Then he sucked on ice. He stunk on ice. And then you voted for Trump, and they're like, oh, now you're even more crazy. And then they go, whoa, this dude is a rock star. See what I'm saying? You have undone two of the biggest fallacies. On the other side, this is what those clowns are having to deal with. The idea that they were so stupid and remain stuck on stupid, stupid, scumbag, scandalous Democrats, and you fixed it. Where they thought you were stupid, you fixed it. You voted for Donald Trump, and all this stuff is happening. I asked this question on Twitter. I said, hey, listen, what do you think would happen if all the Democrats would support Donald Trump and get rid of their vitriol and their hatred of the man? What would happen? You know what would happen. There would be no more Democrats. Nobody would ever vote Democrat again, because if the Democrats actually showed people that Donald Trump was right on trade, right on NATO, right on taxes, right on dealing with North Korea, right on dealing with Russia, right on dealing with China, right on dealing with Europe and all these other issues that he's facing every single day, he's right on immigration, etc., their world implodes. There's nothing left. They actually do agree with him. They have to fight him philosophically the same way we fought philosophically against Barack Obama. But the difference is, ours proved to be correct. Barack Obama couldn't make an economy grow unless he's printing. The way he grew our economy was he printed enough money for us to rebuild the entire American economy again. That's what he did. He gave you things that you don't want, that are costing you money, that are crushing people, killing people, in fact, and they won't say a word. And Donald Trump undoes it with the ease of you tying your shoe, with the ease of your kid peeling over the Velcro on their tennis shoes so they can go out and play. That's the ease in which he's done it. Can you imagine them actually supporting him, what this man could do? Congress backing him, saying, you know what, these are sane policies, let's move forward. They would be crushed under their own weight. And that's why they won't do it. It isn't because it isn't working, but you can feel good because you chose a man who knew what he was doing, who's getting it done, and despite all the distractions and all the things they're trying to do, he's still getting it done. That's so bothersome to them. So bothersome. I'm just going to tell you, it isn't working. And I'm going to give you the reasons why when we come back. We're not going to have time to get too much into it. But understand the deep state is operating. I'm going to explain it. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, man, I got a story for you coming up, but I want to finish talking about this thing from Dave Bertrand. But this Russia, this new Russian spy, oh, man, it's so salacious. You're going to love it. Maria Butina. But anyway, I want to go on and talk to you about the deep state and what Dave wrote. He says, media propaganda on the left isn't working. Checkbox. We already know that. Russian narrative falling apart, check. I'll get into this Maria Butina story, which will kind of give you some more how the left is trying to cling on to this Russian story. It's so funny. Here's the next one. Trump's poll numbers are rising. I don't know which ones he's talking about, but I can only believe that to be the case. And here's what's going to be sad. And I'm going to find some poll numbers for you, but I don't know when, maybe later in the broadcast this week. But here's the deal. With everything that they're still doing to Trump, it just ticks up, man. It ticks up. The Democrats are waiting for it to go down. Remember during the election cycle when Trump would be at 20, 21%,
And it was early on. He was number one or number two, whatever, and certainly in the top three. And everybody kept going, well, let's just wait to see when Trump falls off, because it wasn't like he was doing a great campaign. They criticized every aspect of it. Oh, look at his campaign manager. Look at, he's not putting any money in. Oh, you know, this, that, and the other. Look at how he did in the debates. And every time they did it, he just kept ticking up. Every time he did something, he ticked up 22, 23%, 24, 25%. And they kept saying, well, Trump will never get above, you know, 26%. And then, boom, 27%. Oh, well, that's an anomaly. Trump will never get above 29%. And then, boom, there's Trump at 30%. Whoa. And every time it was like, oh, he had screwed up. Bad debate, made a misstatement, whatever else, fired somebody on his staff, yada, yada. It's complete discombobulation. He'll never get above 32%, 33%. You know, he'll never get above 30%. Oh, my gosh. Well, 40% is an impossible goal, 41. And it was just, it became ridiculous to watch. Well, he won't win the nomination. There are so many outs for other people. Boom, that person falls off. That person falls off. And then who's left? Cruz and Kasich. Kasich had a snowball's chance in hell to make it. Ted Cruz had a chance. He blows it. And next thing you know, boom, Donald Trump. Then the attacks began, and the left went after him. They got who they wanted. They went after him. They said he's a racist. They said he's xenophobic. He hates blacks. He hates Latinos, and he hates foreigners. Certainly hates Muslims. He hates women. He'll grope them. He's got affairs, blah, blah, blah. They threw everything at him. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, was embroiled in her own battle. She cheats her way to the victory. Bernie Sanders, the sellout, rolls over. Trump is still supposed to be impossible to win. Media propaganda. They started with the Russian narrative. He's using the Russians to do it. He says, Donald Trump, as it gets closer, says, you know what? These Russians could be cheating us. I think they're doing something. Barack Obama says, stop your whining. Russians can't do anything to us. Meanwhile, his poll numbers are continuing to rise. But what are they telling us? They're telling us, oh, no, his poll numbers aren't rising. It's a figment of your imagination. Hillary Clinton is undefeated. She cannot be defeated. She will get 300 and something electoral votes. It'll look like Reagan, Mondale, just the opposite. Yada, yada, yada. None of it happened. Trump's poll numbers were exactly where we thought they were. He trounces Hillary Clinton, especially in when you think about it in the context of everything I just said. And he is where he is. And now the Russian narrative is real. Suddenly what Barack Obama said, stop your whining, Trump. There's no Russian conspiracy. Now there's a big Russian conspiracy, and everybody has amnesia on the left that Obama said it's impossible that it could happen. No, it happened because it's being created. Now it's being created. He was right. It's impossible for the Russians to impact our elections the way that they're claiming that it could be, unless you want to build that story. Now they tell us the walkaway movement is not real. It's Russian sponsored. It's not growing. Thousands of high level CEOs are mysteriously resigning. I don't know if that's thousands, but that's what Dave says. I know a lot of them are resigning. Numerous congressmen have termed out. I want to ask you, when is the last time you've seen congressmen leaving of their own accord in this level? Sealed indictments growing. The Clintons flew commercial. I don't know what their finances are, but they flew commercial. Was that a publicity stunt? What? Hillary and Obama are keeping relatively low profiles, and when they don't, when Hillary tweets about some ambassador doing this, she got blasted. People are like, how dare you? FBI and the CIA are under extreme pressure to save face, which they are not doing. The Democratic Party has openly accepted the fact that they are 100% communist and socialist, bringing on people like Ocasio-Cortez and calling her the future of their party. Supporters of the Democratic Party recently went insane, burned the flag in front of Mad Maxine's office. Why were they mad? Because, oh, the other people didn't show up. That's what they tell us. Maybe they were just mad at Mad Max. Democrats want to shut down ICE. And that's backfiring on them. I'm just giving you reasons why these people are struggling and what you need to be looking at. The top 13 angry Democrats targeted are threatening death to Trump or other methods to use media, Hollywood types like Whoopi Goldberg on The View to stage a propaganda hit on Judge Jeanine, a very pro-Trump supporter. How's that working for him? Judge Jeanine is going to sell more books, get more popular at Fox, have a bigger voice than ever, and The View, the women of The View, they turned off many of their fans. Judge Jeanine was a guest. They ask her on, and then they treat her like crap. Do you think the leftists in their party don't get this? CNN ratings plummeted. Plummeted. MSNBC is not immune. Many of these other papers are finally beginning to censor. The only Washington Post exists because Jeff Bezos' generosity. They couldn't stand on their own. Now, what did Trump do? After the meeting he had with Putin in Helsinki, he then says, "You know what? Come to the White House. You want to have a conniption? You want to talk about? You want to subpoena my translator and all this? Completely? Would no one would ever do that? They know that the Democrats are. Well, let's just do it anyway. Let's make him not let the translator come. It'll look like he's guilty. As if we won't know that." That's where they are. So Trump says, okay, I'll make it even easier for you. Hey, Putin, why don't you come to the White House? We'll break some bread. And they're having a conniption. Because let me tell you, that's not what a politician would do. That's what a businessman would do. And I'm going to go into why the Trump meeting with Putin was much bigger than you think. It was hugely successful. And the left will never in 1,000 years would they tell you that. The deep state's having to make dangerous moves, things that showcase exactly who they are. And this coup, this attempted coup against President Trump is going to be the biggest backfire in the history of American politics, bar none. They want a war. That's what Dave is saying. They're going to get a war. You're willing to give them a war because you're finally willing to fight for somebody. And here's why. That person's willing to fight for you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter to warn the Iranian president that he will face dire consequences if he continues to threaten the United States. Congressman Doug Collins on what message Iran should take from the president's tweets.
Well, I think it means that they can no longer manipulate a weak and meandering president that they had in President Obama, who just wanted to apologize to the world and be a weak link in basically a security chain. When you face a bully, when you face someone who wants to say one thing on one side and then seed death and destruction around the world on another, they do not need to be played with. They need to be stood up to.
Members of the House and Senate are working on a phase two to President Trump's tax cut plan. Congressman Steve Scalise on what that plan would entail.
The plan's to continue focusing on getting the economy moving, seeing this great economic growth, and then locking it in. We're going to bring some more bills to cut taxes. We're going to make the tax cuts permanent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Interesting article by Robert Romano, Vice President of Public Policy at Americans for Limited Government, and he's talking about, was the summit useful? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com is how you can find us. Or you can give us a call at 844-551-8255. Was the summit useful? I've been talking about how the left has positioned this summit as a complete, oh my gosh, Donald Trump went there. He embarrassed us. That's when you know that it went really well. Gauge your response on the level of hatred, the level of vitriol that the left has against it. And you get it. If they said, well, most people would consider it not successful, then you would have said, well, it was moderately successful. When they go, oh, it was an affront to the American citizenry, you know, whatever, then you know, wow, he knocked it out of the park. And that's exactly what he did. And here's what Romano says. If one didn't know any better, he or she might conclude that the single most important function of the President of the United States is to secure the computer email systems of the nation's privately run major political parties against intrusion by foreign intelligence agencies. Think about that. Or that the only topic that was discussed at the Helsinki, Finland summit between President Trump and President Putin on July 16th were charges brought by Special Counsel Robert Mueller against Russia's GRU for hacking the DNC and John Podesta's emails and publishing them on WikiLeaks in 2016. Yeah, that's what they were supposed to be talking about. And he says, such is the hysterical world we live in today. But believe it or not, the president, whoever occupies the office, really does have even more important issues to contend with. Don't believe me? Because when it comes to U.S.-Russian relationships, there are very real geopolitical issues between the two countries. The world's foremost nuclear powers, where cooperation between the two presidents could bring about better outcomes than conflict. I want you to think about the serious nature of what we're talking about when we're talking about Russia and the idea that the Democrats play games with this routinely. When I was a kid growing up, the threat of Russia was the biggest. It was on my mind. Think about a kid growing up in this country, and I can honestly tell you the idea of Russian nuclear disaster was planted in my brain the same way it was planted in many of yours. Don't you have better things to do to be thinking about in terms of your future? He goes on to say, That is the major reason to have a summit. In short, to prevent war, but more broadly to address differences and if possible to find areas of agreement. Fortunately for everyone, President Trump did find those areas of agreement. On nuclear proliferation, current disagreements between the two powers over the implementation of the 1987 Intermediate Nuclear Forces, the INF Treaty, which banned all nuclear weapons with ranges from 310 to 3,420 miles, were reportedly addressed. Both the U.S. and Russia have said each side is in violation of the treaty with the development of ground-based missile systems banned by the treaty. Now, do you think that the Democrats want to discuss that part of what the discussion of Trump and Putin was? He goes on to say, for the uninitiated, the INF Treaty is the bedrock of the U.S.-Russian nuclear arms control regime. It was Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev's crowning diplomatic achievement and signaled the coming end of the Cold War. It set the stage for what they call the START Treaty, which is the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty of 1991. These two treaties were the first ever reductions of nuclear weapons. So the fact that the agreements are now failing would be a matter of concern, not just for the U.S. and Russia, but for the entire world, because they threaten world peace. A new nuclear arms race would be a catastrophe. It would also be an urgent matter for the U.S. and Russian presidents to address, which thankfully they did when they met on July 16th. Now, the Democrats don't want you to understand the seriousness of these types of talks because they want you to think that Donald Trump is frivolous. They want him focused on the hacking of the DNC's computers, which, by the way, weren't even hacked. The information was given by this guy, Seth Rich. Couldn't think of his name the other day. He gave this data over because he knew what was happening inside the DNC. And he was disillusioned with the Democratic Party. Sound familiar? Walk away. Walk away. Sound familiar? Russian bots, walk away. He goes on to say this in the article. Now it will be up to the National Security Councils of both nations to follow up and see about bringing each side into compliance with the INF Treaty. No new agreement is needed. Simply implementation of the existing treaty, which calls for monitors, analysis, demonstrations to test the ranges of the missile systems. Now, other areas of agreement came again on the nuclear front, where Putin said was said by Trump to support the president's agreement with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Being a nearby neighbor of North Korea, because Russia and North Korea share a border of 11 miles, Russia is in position to apply both pressure and give encouragement to North Korea to make good on its agreement. Russia, a net exporter of petroleum and natural gas, is also in position to factor into sanctions of this regime. Again, achieving agreement here on Korean denuclearization is better than not having an agreement. This is something that both sides can play a role in facilitating, along with China, and keeping everyone on the same page. It's helpful to have Russia involved as a positive force, certainly better than if they were actively undermining the agreement. Now, that was also discussed. Do you think that the left gives a crap that Donald Trump was putting in the framework of how Russia can be a part of the nuclear disarmament, if you will, of North Korea? Now, next issue. In Ukraine, the Trump and Putin discussion was around the implementation of the 2014 Minsk Accords, which is Russia-Ukrainian agreement to help settle the civil war there. Since that is a location where U.S. and Russian forces realistically and potentially wind up in armed conflict, it's extremely important that the U.S. and Russia be on the same page. Elsewhere, the U.S.-Russia Trump, via Trump and Putin, agreed to work towards the security of Israel's borders. You know what? Before we even get into that, the Ukraine, Donald Trump sent arms to Ukraine. Barack Obama never did. So I can imagine what that conversation was. And I'm gonna give you my impressions of all of these after we're done, because we'll get into Israel here in a second. But I'm going to give you my impression of all of it and how Donald Trump's going to do it. It won't come as news to you if you've listened to the program religiously, because I tell you how Donald Trump solves problems. But he's already begun. He put a shot over the bow to Putin when he sent the Ukrainian troops armaments. He's saying, look, I'm not going to let them roll over. If they want to fight you. I mean, Russia would have to get into an internal battle with Ukraine, which isn't going to look good on the world stage, which distracts them from a lot of other things that they'd like to be doing, like Syria and other places, which would give the U.S. the ability to get a foothold there in the Middle East, which, by the way, we are gaining very substantially in those areas. I'm going to move on to Israel. The U.S. And Russia agreed to work towards security of Israel's borders. This follows the, this is where you get into the global aspect of all of this. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's recent trip to Moscow to discuss Russia and helping keep Iranian forces operating in Syria away from the Syria-Israeli border. That was Netanyahu saying, look, we don't want to get in your business, but if these soldiers keep coming over to our area, we will take care of business. We will then call Big Bro, the United States, and this can escalate. Now, the writer of this goes on to say, there are many complexities to the situation on the ground in Syria presently, but again, this is an area where Russia could help a lot to defuse the situation, prevent wider war in a region which, again, could involve the U.S. and Russia at opposite ends. With both U.S. and Russian forces operating in theater, getting deconfliction right is critical. The two sides must be talking. And he says there's no guarantees that this cooperation is going to work out. It depends on the relationship that Trump manages to establish with Putin. So he says, scoff if you will, but these talks are utterly necessary. We don't boycott Russian-U.S. relations just because Hillary Clinton lost an election. Sorry, there's more at stake than partisan politics. And here's the best quote of Trump and that probably since he's been president. He says, I would rather take a political risk in pursuit of peace than risk peace in pursuit of politics. What a statement to make. Now, I told you I was going to deal with how Trump's going to deal with Russia, and I'll say it quickly. Economically, Trump went there and said, look, we can do all this stuff publicly if you want, Putin, but privately, let me tell you, I've got you over the barrel because we can cut you down economically at any time. That was the discussion.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Can we just cover a few contradictions of the left? I mean, if we did this, by the way, it would be 50 shows. But I want to play some clips and just show you the contradictions of the left in their own words, not Kevin Jackson making it up, etc. By the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Contradictions. Blatant contradictions. So how about we start with Comey and immunity. I love this clip. I want you to try to make sense of Comey talking about the bleach bidding of servers through one of Hillary Clinton's surrogates and how he determined that the guy was legit, that he needed to give him immunity, and here's the reason why. I want you to help me understand this, okay?
Ultimately destroy federal records, Mr. Combetta.
Oh, I have no reason to believe he destroyed federal records.
He used bleach bit, did he not?
Yeah, the question is, what was already produced before he used the bleach bit? He definitely, the reason he wanted immunity was he had done the bleach bit business after there was publicity about the demand from Congress for the records. That's a potential.
And not just publicity, there was a subpoena.
Right, that's potential.
And there was communication from Cheryl Mills that there was a preservation order, correct?
Yes.
And he did indeed use bleach bit on these records.
Sure. That's why the guy wouldn't talk to us without immunity.
And so when you got immunity, what did you learn?
We learned that no one had directed him to do that, that he had done it.
You really think that he just did this by himself?
I think his account, again, I never affirmatively believe anybody except my wife. But the question is, do I have evidence to disbelieve him? And I don't. His account is credible that he was told to do it in 2014, screwed up and didn't do it, panicked when he realized he hadn't, and then raced back in and did it after Congress asked for the records and the New York Times wrote about them. That was his O-S-H-I-T moment.
But
that was credible. Again, I don't believe people, but we did not have evidence to disbelieve that and establish someone told him to do that. No email, no phone call, nothing. The hope was, if he had been told to do that, that would be a great piece of evidence. If we give him immunity, maybe he'll tell us, so-and-so told me to, so-and-so asked me to, and then we're working up the chain.
But he did indeed destroy federal records, and he was told at some point to do this, correct? Who told him to do that initially when he was supposed to do it in December and he didn't do it? Who told him to do that?
One of Secretary Clinton's staff members, I can't remember sitting here, we know that. One of her lawyers might have been Cheryl Mills. Someone on the team said, we don't need those emails anymore, get rid of the archive file.
This is what's unbelievable about this, because there's classified information, there are federal records that were indeed destroyed. And that's just the fact pattern.
So just so you're clear, welcome back everybody, Kevin Jackson. Just so you're clear, they had issued a federal subpoena on all the information that was on these servers. He claims, this guy that bleach bit these servers, said, oh shoot, I was supposed to get rid of all this data in 2014. Somebody told me to do it, and I didn't do it. So now that I'm under federal subpoena to produce all these records, I'm going to go do what I should have done in 2014. And Comey says, yeah, well, that makes sense. It was okay. No, it isn't. Just because he forgot to do it didn't mean that it was he had violated a federal subpoena, and they had said, you can't touch that data. And he touched it anyway. And Comey says, well, we gave him immunity, so he'd talk. In other words, Comey had this guy. He could say, I can put you in jail for what I know you did. But he says, no, I needed to give him immunity so he would hopefully tell me who the bigger fish was. No, that's not how it works. And you, everybody listening to me, you know that's not how it works. The way it works is you say, you're going to prison. I've got you. Now you're either going to talk or you're going to prison. Now, Comey wants you to believe that he handled it the correct way. And the reason why Chaffetz is incredible, he's like, he can't believe it, is he's going, this is not the way you would handle this type of an investigation. You had this guy dead to rights. Anyway, here's some other contradictions.
Is your message don't come?
Oh, our message absolutely is don't send your children unaccompanied on trains or through a bunch of smugglers. That is our direct message to the families in Central America. Do not send your children to the borders. If they do make it, they'll get sent back. More importantly, they may not make it.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. That is a contradiction of Barack Obama, essentially contradicting everything that the left says. Contradicting everything because they say, let him come in. Now, it's really interesting to parse Obama's language. Don't send your unaccompanied children. But hey, if you want to come, come on over. Which, by the way, is a contradiction to what he said before when he says America must protect its borders. Which is a contradiction to what Chuck Schumer said, that America must protect its borders. And another person who had the same contradiction was Hillary Clinton, who said America must protect its borders. We are not a sovereign nation unless we protect our borders. So let's go back to Obama. Oh, these children shouldn't be coming to the border. We're going to send them back. But guess what happens when Donald Trump says, hey, these children shouldn't be coming to the border. We're going to send them back. And then, you know, you would think this problem is suddenly new, right? All these problems are suddenly new in 2016. The Russian hacking of the servers of the DNC, theoretically, which I don't believe happened. But whether you believe it or you don't, if it did, if it didn't, the left seemed to believe it. Suddenly, that's Trump's issue. He's the one. Barack Obama said it didn't happen. His whole intelligence apparatus said that it did. He was denying it. And now suddenly, it's guess whose problem? It's the new white, rich Republicans' problem. It isn't Barack Obama's problem. Have you heard any of these leftist pukes say something like, you know, as much as I want to blame Trump for all this stuff, I mean, all the data, all the evidence says this all happened on Obama's watch. So where were they? There's a meme floating around that talks about the number of intrusions that have occurred in our very, you know, like the Chinese hacked the Department of Treasury or they hacked such and such or whatever. And there's been zero hacks under Trump at this point. I don't know who's managing server security and what they call cybersecurity. I don't know who's managing it, and I don't know if Trump's getting hacked, or when we're going to know about it, if we're going to know about it. But I know the hacks that occurred under Barack Obama, and then the director of the FBI, David Wray, comes out, and you know who says he says is the number one threat right now to America in terms of hacking and cybersecurity stuff? He says it's the Chinese. But no, we're on a witch hunt with the Russians. Now back to the hacking of the DNC and the Democrats under Obama. Guccifer hacked them. The Russians, they say, hacked them. The Chinese hacked them. Other countries, I believe, Iran hacked us. They certainly, there was a day where we had felt like an IMP pulse or whatever, but Iran shut the banking system went out for a bit. If you guys remember that? That was under Obama. And it was Iran getting back at us because we had shut down their centrifuges with this zero-day software. So where's all that? When you're talking about who's messing with whom, where's all that? And just for the record, to be very clear, because I'm not one of these people that doesn't recognize what our government does, the United States government is out there hacking every computer system on the planet. We are. And I'm not going to look, I'm not mad at our government for saying we're going to keep us safe. Now, if we were out there stealing stuff, like we say we're going to steal somebody's technology and things like that, I say that's a bad thing because I don't want our technology stolen. And the reason why I don't want our technology stolen is because we have the best technology. You know what we do when we go out and look at Chinese and Russians and things like that? We're looking at we're trying to find out what they stole from us. We're not concerned about what they're developing. We have the best minds on the planet. You want to know why? Let me tell you. There are geniuses in all cultures. All cultures. I think God gives out genius. He says, if you can't detect who your geniuses are because they're wearing loincloths and they're out, you know, chasing lions, shame on you. But they're out there. And they prove that genius and how they survive. Aboriginal geniuses know how to survive in the desert where a white man would die in 2 days. Things like this. But you got to apply that genius in the things that give back to the world. Not just self-indulgent, I'm going to survive. No, I'm going to do more. But those geniuses are out there. We have more geniuses than anybody else. More geniuses. And we're fortunate enough to have some education, part of our education system, that focuses on bringing out that genius, like the Israelis do. But America's fortunate because we have geniuses from all those cultures. And those geniuses are feeding off of one another. And that derivative thought is creating a level of genius no other country can accomplish. So we're worried about them stealing our secrets.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.